Parshas Vayikra, Beis Tvila, Tovshin Ein Hei. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, Vavarta Aleim, Odom, Ki Yakriv Mikem Korban Lashem, Min HaBehima, Min HaBokor, Min HaTzoyin Takrivus Korban Chem. What does the word Odom mean? Odom, ki yakim mekem. Who are we speaking to? To the angels? To the mountains? Obviously we're discussing the Odom. Says Rashi, Loma, Odom lama nemar. Says Rashi, Ma Odom harishain lo hikriv min hagezel. Adam was the first one to bring a korban. He didn't bring from the gezel. Therefore, shakol haya sheloi, af atem lo yisakrivu min hagezel. Also you, when you bring a korban, be like an Adam. Shlo hikriv min hagezel. Adam didn't bring gezel. Imitate Adam. And when you bring your korban, be like an Odom, shlo hikriv min hagezel. And the Sefer Meged Yosef, he's very bothered by this comparison. It's not fair to compare us to Odom. Why did Odom bring a korban not from gezel? How long did it take for him to decide not to bring from gezel? What did his Yetzirah tell him when he had to choose his korban? What battles did he have to fight to choose not to bring from the gezel? Can you tell me? Huh?
There's no competition.
There was no gezel. He had no choice but to bring not from non-gezel, because everything belonged to him. It's very nice. Adam brought from gezel. He had no choice. He had no alternative. We do have a choice to bring from gezel. What's the raya? How is it fair to compare us to Adam? Says the Megid Yosef, obviously, what Chazal are telling us, that we should be in the same situation as Adam. We, for us, it should be gezel. Should not be a possibility. The Issa Gezel should be so strong by us that we should be like Odom. There's no possibility of bringing from Gezel. As the Pasuk says, Tucha lecho b'sharecha. Can't eat b'sharecha. Your ma'isa sheni, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. Loi tucha lecho b'sharecha. What do you mean loi tucha? I can't, I can. No, you have no reshus. Since you're not allowed to. Therefore, it's as if you can't. The Issus should be so strong, as it just doesn't exist. And therefore, Chazal are telling us, the Issus Gezel should be so strong and apparent that we should be like the Odom, that we have no other possibility, only for bringing from our own, but not from Gezel. So he continues and he says, the Pasuk says, in Yeshayo, Soina gezel ba'oilo. Hashem hates the gezel in oilo. And the question is, what is special about the oilo? We just learned korbanos cannot be brought from gezel. What's special about the oilo? So he says the following. What's unique about oilo? How is oilo different than other korbanos? It's open, correct. The oila is kula ila shamayim. Other korbanos, you get some side benefits. You get some good roast steak, gewaldik, tasty stuff. It's very satisfying. There's benefits you get from other korbanos. By the oila, it's kula ila shamayim. So why is the person stealing for an oila? What's he doing? Stealing for an oilah, The pshat is it's Hashem Shamayim. This guy is so krum. He's stealing Hashem Shamayim. A grace of tzaddik. And he's so in a gezel doilo. A person stealing, he has a type, he has a yetzahara. It's definitely very bad. But a person stealing Hashem Shamayim is even worse. Hashem so in a gezel doilo. He says there was a story with a Chazon Ish. There was a certain Rav who was appointed in a shul. He was hired by the shul. He was very active, successful, dynamic. People were afraid. And the rabbi of the city of the Yishuv, the Moro Da'asra, was getting felt very threatened. He was very upset because this new Rav of a shul was taking over. The town, the whole town was flocking to him, and the Moro Da'asra was feeling threatened. So this Rav came to the Chazon Ish. He told the Chazon Ish, "You should know I'm Poel Shem Shamayim, I'm Bimar Bitz Torah, I'm spreading the word of Hashem among the people, and have the Moro Da'asra get it with feel threatened. Shall I back out? Shall I give up on the Arbotas Torah and back out? Not to save his honor." Said the Chazon Ish, what did he say? Yes. Back out. Resign. No, Chazon Ish said so. Didn't give up. He came back a few days later and said, "I don't understand. There's many other cases I've heard, similar scenarios, where we've been told that you don't have to take it, don't take the Moro Da'asra into account. If you can be mashpia, you don't have to take someone else's honor into account." Said the Chazon Ish, "Had you come along and told me that, you know, it's my parnasa, it's what I do, I need to feed my family, should I resign my position because of someone else who feels threatened? I will tell you no. As I will tell you. You don't have to lose your parnasa because of someone else. But you came to me mitzad Hashem Shamayim. Mitzad Hashem Shamayim, you should resign. If you're coming for yourself, say that. Sutcha. That's your right. But you're coming to Hashem Shamayim. Hashem Shamayim, you should resign. Hashem doesn't need you for Hashem Shamayim. You can go elsewhere. You can deal with that. He doesn't need you in the picture." So there's a musak of a avera Hashem Shamayim, and he's saying Hashem saying gezel ba'ila. It's even worse than regular gezel. That's what I just saw in the Megad Yosef. It says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, "V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, v'anoseres min ha'mincha l'aroin v'levonov kodesh kodoshim yishei Hashem." The nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. Says the Baal HaTorim, he observes there's a difference between the korban bakor and the korban oif and the mincha. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Hey, it says, "V'shochat es ben ha-bokor lefnei Hashem." The shchit of the ben ha-bokor is done lefnei Hashem. When it comes to the korban oif and to the korban mincha, it doesn't say they were offered lefnei Hashem. Doesn't say the shechita was done lefnei Hashem. Doesn't mention that. Says the Baal HaTorim, why? What's the reason? Because who brings the korban oif? The poor people. Who brings the mincha? The poor people. When the poor people come with their little oif, versus these rich people bringing these massive bokars, bulls, they're embarrassed. And therefore they don't do it publicly. They do it b'tzina. So Asher comes with this big bokar, two ton bull. It's done b'fnei Hashem, does it in public. But the Oni does it b'tzina, he quietly goes and gives it to the Kohen. And therefore, commands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, V'anoseres ben amincha la'aroinu levonov. Says the Baraturim, that Hashem is commanding Aaron, don't be mezalzel, accept what the Oni brings. Don't be mevazel mincha sadal. La'aroinu levonov, even your Kohen Gadol, you think it's beneath my dignity, I should deal with this little korban, little mincha. The Aaron Levonov, says the Torah. Kodesh Kodoshim Ishi Hashem. Not to be mevazeh the Oni. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk says, V'shisa oisai b'chnofov lo yavdil. The oif that the Oni brings, we leave it with the wings on. The shis knaf of loy abdul, says Rashi. Baloy ein lecha hediot shemariach reach knafayim nisrafim. There's no individual who will smell the smell of burnt feathers, burnt wings. Vei nafshoy katzay olav, and he won't be revolted and disgusted by the very bad, very foul smell. So why is it v'lama omar akosu v'hiktir? So why is the cause possible commanding us to offer the wings with all the feathers on? Kedei shemizbeach savea umuhudor bekarbonish el oni. So that mizbeach should be savea, should be satisfied with the carbon of the oni. What does that mean? It means if we will command the oni to pluck the feathers, if we'll take the feathers off the bird, what will be left? A kezayis basar. The bird's small, but you take the feathers off, it's even smaller. The Hashem says, in Yichvei Da'oni, you should feel that the Mizbeach is saveh, at least his carbon is not as small. We'll take it with the wings, we'll take it with the feathers, in spite of the bad smell. But to be Mechabed Da'oni. How is this going to affect our life? The idea of being mechabed an oni, even though it may have a bad smell, not a mevazeh him. How is this applicable in our life? So I saw quoted in a sefer called Ish L'Re'eu. He says the following: a person writes up a Dvar Torah. He sends you email, sends his Dvar Torah. You read the Dvar Torah and you say to yourself, not a question, stupid answer, not muchach. And even what is, it's so poshut. You have to write this down. This is out of it, this is poshut pshat. What are you writing this for? You're wasting your time, you're wasting my time. Indeed, maybe you're right. Maybe he's an oni. It's dao. It's a carbon oni. But you know what? For him, it's special. That's his carbon. He spent his time writing up this Dvar Torah. So you got to treat it accordingly and accept it. Yishkoyach. Try and help him. Find something good to say. But don't be mezalzel. The same with the carbon oni, even if it has a bad smell. But the Mizbeach wants it. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to take it for the Mizbeach. Shemizbeach saveh muhudar. Because that's his korban, that's what he has to bring. So likewise, when a person is oni in das, also, maybe in your eyes it has a bad smell. But imitate the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We find other parts of this week's parasha where the Torah respects the Oni. We have Reach Nichoyach. It says by the Mincha, it says Reach Nichoyach, says Rashi. It says Reach Nichoyach by the Mincha, the Oif. And it also says Reach Nichoyach by the Bosor, by the Bokor. The same way that Hashem gets Reach Nichoyach from the Bokor, he also gets Reach Nichoyach from the Oni. See how important it is to respect other people. So it says in Maseches Derech Eretz, in Pirkei Ben Azai, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. These are the Mesechtes Ktanos. It says, B'shas P'tirosei Sh'Ablezer Ben Azariah, Nichnesu Talmidov, V'yoshvu Lefonov. When Ablezer Ben Azariah was dying, was passing away, his Talmidim came to visit him. Omer Lo Rabbeinu, La'abdeinu Dover Echol Belvat, please teach us one thing. Omer Lehem, Bonai Ma'ay Lamed Eschem. No, what should I teach you? So he tells them, Tzu'u v'izaru ish b'chvoit chaveiroi. Go out and be careful about your friend's respect, your friend's honor. U'b'shoshatem oyimdim nispalalim. And when you daven, hevi yoyidim nefni miyatem oyimdim nispalalim. Be aware in front of who are you standing. Very nice. So Blazman Azaria instructs his Talmidim two things. Respect your friend, give him his covert, respect his covert. And when you daven, be aware in front of who you're standing. Question is, there's an extra word over here. Tzu'u. Tzu'u vizaru ish b'choit chaveiroi. Go out and be careful by your friend's respect. Unnecessary word, tzu. Why tzu? Hizaru b'choit chaveiroi. Why tzu? So in the Sefer I quoted above, says, chat is, people get things wrong. Choit chaveiroi. When it comes to times of tefillah, all of a sudden, people turn very sociable. Shalom Aleichem, ooh, have you been? I haven't seen you, where have you been? How's business? How do you feel? How's your wife? In davening time, people are very sociable. After davening, I'm sorry, I'm in a rush. I can't speak to you right now. I'm running. I don't have time for you. Follow me up, leave me a message. I don't have time for you right now. It says, therefore, says Rav Blazer ben Azaria, Tzu'u v'zor b'chvoit chaverchem. When you're davening, in other words, the Kvoit Chaverchem, very nice, but after davening, not during davening. So when you leave the shul, then you become sociable. When you're in the shul, it's time you should know where you are. The pasuk says in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem lo itasu chometz, ki kol sa'or v'chol dvash lo itaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. All the minchas you bring, you mustn't bring mincha v'chometz, ki kol sa'or, all the yeast, the cold vash and honey, lo itzak tiru mimenu yishal Hashem, cannot be offered as a sacrifice. The pasuk continues, korban reishis takriv roisam Hashem, but korban reishis you can, but ve'la mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoyach, not on the mizbeach. What's going on? Says Rashi, korban reishis means the shtei alechem of atzeres, the two breads we bring on Shavuos, that comes from the Sa'ar, it's actually chometz. And Korban Reishis of Bikurim comes from the Dvash. Bikurim is a date that the Dvash, and we bring them to the Mikdash. They don't get offered on the Mizbeach, but we bring them to the Mikdash. What's behind all this? What's the message in all this? Again, all the minchas, you can't bring, cannot be with chometz or with dvash. But korban reishis is dafka from chometz and from dvash. The korban reishis of shavuos is from chometz, and the korban reishis of bikurim is with dvash. They're brought to the mikdash, it's a korban, but they're not offered on the mizbeach. What's the message behind all this? Says the Kli Yakar, Dvash symbolizes taivas, sweetness, taivas. Sa'or symbolizes the Yetzahara, the yeast. The rising of the dough symbolizes the Yetzahara. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Ritzoneinu la'asis ritzoinecha, our wish is to do your wish. Just unfortunately, we don't get to that. We don't get there to fulfill Hashem's will because of the Sa'or Shebe'isa. What does that mean? Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is symbolized by the Sa'or. What does the Yetzahara do? It puffs things up. Like a small layer of dough, and gets blown up. It looks big and tasty. Right? That's the Yetzahara. And therefore, these two things, the dvash, the sweetness, which symbolizes taivas, lusts and desires, and the sa'or, which symbolizes yetzahara, they're actually both very necessary. The world can't exist if we don't have taivas. People who lose their appetite don't eat. People who are sick have a very hard time eating because they have no appetite. It's extremely difficult to eat when you have no appetite. It's necessary. The sweetness is a necessary fact. Likewise, that Yetzirah, people wouldn't get married. People wouldn't build a home, wouldn't build a family. Therefore, says the Kli Yakar, they're necessary, but only for a beginning, to get you going. It's not the shleimus. Taivas, the sweetness, it helps you going, but it's not the tachlis. It's not what we're aiming for. We're aiming that we won't need it anymore. Yetzirah is obviously not the tachlis. The tachlis is to overpower the Yetzirah, to become clean. Therefore, the Mizbeach that symbolizes Shleimus. No Sa'or. Yetzirah. The Shleimus has to be with you when there's no more Yetzirah. The Shleimus is no Dvash. Don't eat sweetness. Don't eat that. But the Korban Reishis, the beginning, to get you going. Oh, that comes from the Sa'or. You need the Yetzirah. You need the sweetness. And that's why in Shavuos, which is Torah, that's when we allow ourselves to have the Korban Sa'or, the Lechem. Because Torah has that power to overcome the Yetzirah. So anyway, what we learn from this Kli Yakar is they're necessary. We need our taivas, we need our Yetzirah. They should be a racious. We should harness them to be taking us towards the shleimus. You must recognize that not the shleimus of itself, not the purpose in life to have a good time, that's not the purpose of life. But we could use the good things, the sweet things, to keep us going to as our engine, a fuel to get us ahead towards the shleimus. Kli Yakar in this week's parasha. The idea of korbanos going to mention some things I mentioned last year, but in Beis HaMedrash bli chidush. What is the idea of a korban? What is to be achieved by a korban? A machlekes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says in Mori Nevuchim, Paragimel, chapter Chelegimel, chapter Memvav, that you know what? The Goyim, they worship Avodah Zarah. The Mitzrim worship the Tole, the sheep. The Kasdim worship the devils, which is similar to, they look like goats. Seirim. Anshei Hoidu, in India, says the Rambam, till today, they will not slaughter the cow, the holy cow. Therefore, Hashem commanded us to dafka, bring these korbanos. We bring the sheep, and we bring the goats, and we bring the cows, lafuke from avodah zarah. Says the Rambam, because the remedy for illnesses is to go the other way. So the hefech, we take it and we dafka slaughter them. The Ramban is very, very, very unhappy with the Ramban. So you're trying to tell me that all we bring in the Mizbeach Hashem is just lafuke from the goyim? That's what we bring. It's really an avodah zarah type of remedy. That's what we're doing. It says reach nichoyach. What are you talking about? Reach nichoyach. It says adarapa. Doesn't make sense. You think the Mitzrim, they see us slaughter, bring a korban from their sheep, they're going to repent? Adrabba, we're giving them covered. If you have steak, lamb chops for your dinner, that's biting them. That shows them you don't care about Avodah Zarah. If you're taking Avodah Zarah and bringing on them, it's Beach, no? Adrabba, they're very impressed, relatively. If that's what you're trying to achieve, you should definitely not bring us a korban. What about Noach? Noach brought korbanos. There was no avodah zarah. Bilam brought korbanos. Do you think Bilam was trying to wean himself off of avodah zarah? What are you talking about? Therefore, says the Ramban, he argues, this has nothing to do with avodah zarah. Yes, two pshatim. Aderech hanigle. It is the korban symbolizes ourself. We bring, since a person sins with Maisa, Dibur, and Machshava. Our sin starts off from Machshava. We have a bad thought. Then we have a bad Dibur. And then we have a bad Maisa. So we take the korban and we do smicha on it with our hands. It's a tikkun for the Maisa we did. We do vidui peh. It's a tikkun for the peh. And we burn the kerev and the kroyos, which symbolize the Machshava. We burn on the Mizbeach. We sprinkle the blood against our blood. I'm supposed to feel what was done to the korban was supposed to be done to me, and what the aver I did makes me. I should be the one being killed. That's aderech hanikah. It says the Ramban is also aderech hakabbalah, aderech hasoid. The korban does incredible things we don't necessarily understand. But by bringing a korban, it makes tremendous tikkunim in the Shamayim. The Meshech Chochma, when he wants to coin this Ramban, give it a phrase, he says the following. This is Lishonai. HaRamban v'siyosei omru. What does the korban do? Ki hu lekarev kol hakoyches ha'alomais. To bring all the koichas of the world, v'hu inyan elektri ruchani. This is spiritual electricity. What the korban does, it gives a tremendous spiritual current into Shamayim. We know there's chavrat chashmal, right? You can have a nuclear power. The nuclear power generates electricity. The Valdik, the Iranians are very into the nuclear power right now. So, when we bring a korban, it's like a nuclear atomic bomb, pew, that gives out tremendous energy, electrical electricity in the Shamayim. So, we'll wrap up. So it comes out to be, there's two drachim in the korban. according to the Rambam, it's a negative, it's the fuke from the negative. Avoid the Zorah, it's despite the avoid the Zorah, that's what it's for. According to the Ramban, it creates a positive spiritual, electrical spiritual current. That's the Ramban. Yes? After what? Yes. Oh. Amazing. 1 second. Unbelievable. This is what you're saying. The Meshech Chochma says that the difference is between a Boma and Beis HaMikdash. In the Boma, it doesn't say Reach Nechoyach. He makes a pshara. He says the Boma, the private altar he built, that's the Rambam. That's when it's Lafukim Avoy Dezorah. It doesn't say Reach Nechoyach over there. By the Beis HaMikdash, it says Reach Nechoyach. That's where you have the Ramban. It's like a positive thing. He says that pshat, what he just mentioned, in Tosis Megillah, in Yudah Amud Aleph, you have Shidas of Chaim Kohen. He says that even now there's no Beis HaMikdash, even a man to Omar, Loi Kitcher Osid Lavoi, there still is to bring bombers, to use the bomber. Normally, since it's still Dusha, I can't use the bomber anymore. But says of Chaim Kohen, even now, even a man to Omar, there's no Dusha anymore of the Mikdash, so I would expect to have a head of bombers. Says it's still Asa. What's Pshat? Says the Meshech Chochma, because since the whole purpose of the Bama is Lafukim Avoy Dezara. Since Avoy Dezara has been taken away, therefore there's no Ayat of Bama anymore. That's the Meshech Chochma says, what you just said. Yes? What? Yes? Right, because we hold that the Dusha and the Migdash is still there. But he says, even the Mount Omar that's not there anymore. Maybe. Hello. Okay, so I want to go ahead with what we just saw. There's two ways of doing mitzvah. A mitzvah could be done to avoid the negative, or to create a positive. You could wear tefillin, right? Why do you wear tefillin in the morning? Oh, I have to have a choice. If I don't wear tefillin, I'm called a pesheya. Poshi saw the gufon is someone who doesn't wear tefillin. I'll put on my tefillin. Or, you can wear tefillin. Why? I want to be meshabed, my loyach, and my leiv, takonish baruch hu. Different world. One is to avoid a negative, one is to create a positive. So look at this. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Taka, Simen Reish Mem Ches, person who wants to bimzak himself, yokuf yetzer hara, overcome your evil inclination. How? For yarchiv yodai, to open your hands. Tova shul shem shamayim, yema toiva yofe. What you give into shamayim should be from doing for a mitzvah, should be from the good and the nice. This is, I'm reading from Shulchan Aruch, not reading from any Muslim sefer. Shulchan Aruch. In Bona based tefillah. Okay? They're going to point me to the building committee. If you build a based tefillah, yeah, no, mi based yeshivasai. The based tefillah not only shouldn't be a dungeon, shouldn't be a miklat, it shouldn't even be equal to your home, it should be nicer than your own home. Heichil ra'iv. When you're feeding someone, get knock on the door, and there's an organization, we collect for Anim. Can you give us a donation? We're collecting food. So what goes through our mind? We open our cupboard and we see, what don't I like? What the kids, they don't, not going to touch. Ah, this. I'm going to throw away, anyone going to end up throwing it away? It takes up space. Let's give it to the Ani. What I get from Mishloach Manas? Well, I have actually got a bunch of things that I don't really like. It's not a heksha I eat. We'll give it other name, Namalo. And you know what? I have lots of chometz, I have pasta. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to end up burning it, Erev Pesach. I'll give that to the Oni. This, no. This we like. No. That's staying here. Nice, good Coke, geschmacks, and good cookies. No, that's for us. That's what goes through our minds. Sagt der Shulchan Aruch, Hechil Roiv, Yachil Ma'atoiv, Ha'mosek Sheba Shulchan. If you really want to do it right, you've got to take the most precious, delicious dish you have and give it to the Oni. Kisa Orum. No, someone's house burnt down. The family stuck without clothes. Making a donation. Making an appeal to collect clothes for the family. Open my cupboard. I see. What can I? I really want to space out my. I try to have some more room in my cupboard. What do I never wear? There's something like a little hole. I don't know where it's. I give that away. This is like really old. It's a bit tight on me. We'll give it away. We'll choose our handout, our hand downs, right? But this is 100% wool. No, this I keep for myself. Say that, I'm not criticizing, but if you want to really do it right, how right to this guys, you should give yechasem ayofesh shebeksusay, the best you have, that's what you should be giving over. Where is this all learned out from? This week's parasha. Because it says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, this is what the Shulchan quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. V'cheinu oimer, kol chelev l'ashem. Chelev is the fat, the most juicy part, l'ashem. So if you want to overcome your yetzer, you give the fat, the best, you give away. Okay? That's how the Rambam knows. But the Stipler has a slightly different mahalach. And we're going to see it's all the positive versus the negative. Says the Stipler in the Birkas Peretz. Why is it? I mean, our parsha starts off, Odom ki yakriv, says Rashi, for karbonos nedova dibra inyan. Ki yakriv, if you feel like bringing a carbon. The first, in this Vayikra Perek Aleph, discussing carbon and dova. You want to volunteer, bring a carbon. Ask the stipler, Monafshach, why did the Torah leave it up to us to volunteer? If it's necessary carbon, the Torah should tell us, bring the carbon. If it's necessary, you got to do it. If it's not necessary, so why bother? Monafshach, if Hashem wants it to be done, wants the carbon, he should tell us, bring the carbon, command us. If he doesn't command us, maybe it means that he doesn't care. It doesn't make a difference. So why is the Torah giving us an adova? Says the stipler, time short. Right? The Rambam says, how do you get to Avas Hashem? By observing the Nifloes HaBoira. But what happens if it doesn't work? You know, we go to the zoo. We don't come out of the zoo a different person. I don't think Atfilas Mincha the next day after the zoo is so gewaldic. Even though we've seen it first, but it doesn't do much to us. Says the stipler, the same way that a person who loves someone else, it will cause him to be misnadev. If you love your child, when it comes to his birthday, you'll just buy him a huge present because you love him so much. The Abba Pnimis will manifest itself to give, to be misnadev. If you love your wife very much, you're going to go and buy a beautiful present. But what, right? Same, so that, likewise, by buying her the present, it will generate an Abba. It's a two-way street. We learn this from Mrs. Hashorim. Mrs. Hashorim says, a person who is very excited, it makes him be a Zoriz. When you're told you just won the lottery and you have $2 million waiting for you, you run. Why are you running? You think it's going to run? The money's going to go? No, you're just so excited, you can't stop. You're just running. Because you're so excited inside, it manifests itself in Zrizus. Says Mrs. Sharim, likewise, by making external Zrizus, it will generate excitement. If you run to shul, it will generate in a certain excitement for tefillah. Therefore, if you have avo, it will generate to be misnadev. By being misnadev, it will generate avo. The Torah gave us an opportunity to be misnadev things. Why, how, what for? To help us generate avo, avas Hashem. Anyway, Ola Biyadeinu, this is the difference between the Rambam and this type. The Rambam says, why give the best? Why volunteer the best? To overcome an evil inclination. This is, right? This is Rambam Shitosa actually. It's to overcome the negative. We bring Kabbalahs to overcome Avodah Zarah. But the way the type is learning, it's to create an avo, to create upon yourself a positive spiritual electricity. No, we should be zeicha through this parsha called Vayikra, to be not to be nechshav begezel chas v'sholom, to respect other people, even they may be have a korban dal. In our eyes, it's very dal what they're saying, who they are. You respect them, even if it gives off a bad smell. You want to show him that we respect him. Yekroit chaverchem chaviv, but not during davening. After davening, not during davening. No schmoozing in davening. And how are you doing? That's after davening. We should be zeicha to recognize that all the taivas in the Yetzirah are just the rishis, just to get us going. But it's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to get to shemus where you don't need it anymore. On the Zbech, they can't go on the Zbech itself. We should be zeicha to our korbanos, to our davening, to our avodah, become korbanos, to overcome our negative things, our Yetzirah, and it should in a spiritual energy, the electric ruchani of Avas Hashem and Kiyum Mitzvahs. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. And we're on vacation now. We're getting prepared for not vacation. So we're getting hachonis for Pesach. We won't be together till Chodesh Iyar. Thank you very much. The next year will follow in 5 minutes.